Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's podcast, we are talking about fitness.
Woohoo! Oh, the good old fitness.
I know, because our podcast flips between fitness, nutrition, wellness, business, mindset. It's like, I feel like sometimes I'm like, whoa, we haven't talked about this stuff in a while. But I'm excited. What we're going to be talking about today, though, is progressing your workouts. Because we actually got a Facebook message from Sarah from Vancouver, BC, and she was talking about how she's stuck in, like, she's plateauing and she's stuck in a workout slump. And I see this happening with a lot of women when it comes to their workouts, whether they be strength training or whether, well, mostly with strength training. I'm going to actually use it mostly with strength training. But they end up doing the same thing over and over and over again with the same weights over mm-hmm. and over again. So they don't understand, well, why is my body not changing anymore? And unless you have somebody else doing your programming, I find it can be really hard to recognize when to switch this up or how to switch it up. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to educate on how to progress your workouts so you can make sure that you're getting to your goals.
Mm-hmm. Now, a great topic, I think, because I do think that one of the things that happens for so many women is they're like, okay, I go to the gym 5 days a week and I work out for an hour to 2 hours every day, which is crazy in my opinion. And they're like, and I still feel exactly the same. Nothing has changed. And it's probably because you were just doing the same thing. And it's like the whole mentality of like, if you just keep doing the same thing, you can't expect different results.
Oh, completely. And it's really normal though, because it's like, you know, you kind of get into a routine that you like, and then you're like, oh, okay, this is fun and this is working. And then, you know, instead of life happens, then you're just kind of like, you become like a robot in a sense. So when it comes to progressing your workouts, I want to start by saying, like, it's the number one key thing that you need to do to make sure that you're getting positive results. So movement, of course, is great for the body in general because, you know, it's great for stress relief and it's great for mobility and it's great for all of these things. But if you do want to get stronger, you need to do something that's called progressive overload. Mm-hmm. And basically that just means that you need to increase the demands on your body in some way, shape, or form over time. So this is where the whole idea of, like, you obviously don't want to go too hard too soon because then you could be injured. So that's why it's called progressive, because it's, you know, it's a little bit more as you get stronger. And this is something too that actually in our Fitness and Nutrition Expert program, which we have starting March 28th, for anyone who wants more info, check out fitchicksacademy.com. We talk a lot about progression, and we actually do in our program building section, we show how to progress your workouts in different ways. So this is a really cool topic if you're somebody who trains clients or if you're also somebody who just wants to know for your own personal workouts like Sarah. Okay. So Amanda, how do you progress your workouts?
Well, actually, I think before we even start that, I think we should also talk about the idea, and I just wanted to mention this before we even get started, is I think progressing your workouts is really important, but I also think that using this sort of technique of basically saying, like, sorry, I just lost my train of thought completely. I think it's really important to progress your workouts, but I also think that it's really important for you to also look at, before you even get started with a fitness program, you might want to just do that check-in, because you might be progressing, but you might be following this progression method, but you might also be at a place where you should be at a higher weight to start off with. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Sorry, my train of thought went like a really like weird way for a second. But yeah, I think that like sometimes I think women, I think sometimes we start with like really light weights or really low, you know, like low amount of reps or things like that. because we think that that's all we can do versus actually getting to the place when you are maximizing your efforts, because that's when you're going to start really seeing change, is when you're actually pushing yourself to your maximum effort. So you want to have a place where you're actually starting at that point so that your progression then comes from building strength, not just from a place where you're like, oh, I could have done that 10 months ago.
Oh, exactly. Like if you're lifting 1 pound weights and then you're going to progress to go to 2 pound weights, you
probably could have started with 5 pound weights. Right. And that's my point is, so that's a really good way of explaining it. It's like, basically you want to make sure that your repetition. So they say that you should be able to do, what is it, like around anywhere from 8 to 12 reps. But by the end of your repetitions, you should be getting to a place of fatigue. So you should be getting to a place where it's really challenging, right? Like I know for me, if I'm doing bicep curls, for example, if I'm using 20 pounds, I can't do more than probably 10 reps. So that's a really good place for me to actually start, because then when I can actually start doing past 10 reps, that's when I know I need to maybe up it to 22 and a half. So
yeah, and
sort of how you recognize the progression. But what I'm saying is your starting point has to be at a place where you're already kind of pushing your maximum efforts, or else your progression is going to be really slow and your results are also going to be slowed down by that.
Exactly. So the first thing that you need to do is to set your baseline. So again, depending on what your goals are. So like there's different rep ranges. And we're talking about reps. It means how many times, let's say for a bicep curl, you actually do the bicep curl. So, you know, that would be
like, and then sets are how many times you do the amount of reps.
Yeah. So if I'm doing 3 sets of 10 reps, I'm going to do bicep curls 10 times, 3 times in a row with rest in between.
Exactly.
So, but basically, yeah. So picking what your baseline is. So depending on what your goal is, because different rep ranges, obviously they mean different things. So if you're lifting lower, usually you're trying to build a lot of muscle and strength. Whereas like, depending on if you're going for 8 to 12, 8 to 15, you're lifting a little bit more for volume. You're going for muscle building, but also for endurance. And then higher than that, then usually it's just endurance. So what ends up happening though is, for like what Amanda was saying, at the end of each set, you still should, that last one should be a struggle, whether you're doing 6 reps or like 1 rep, you'd be lifting super heavy, right?
Yeah.
So no matter what, that
like just Olympic lifters, when you see them doing like that one deadlift, it's like, and you're like, well, how is that helping them? That's putting immense amount of pressure on their body.
Yeah. And that's when you need a lot of rest to recover from that. Where if you're doing, you know, 15 reps of 10 pounds, yes, even if that is your, you know, the last 2 are a struggle. And that's the way I kind of always use it as my baseline to figure out my baseline weights. There's different calculators online, but I just like to know that if I'm going to be trying to do, let's say 10 reps, the last 2 are, I could still do them in form, but I would not be able to do any more than that. So I'm struggling with the last 2 and I would not be able to do 11 in good form.
Yeah.
So that would be when, for me, that would be my baseline. But yeah, so that's kind of where you start to pick what you're starting at, and you like, and that's where it's listening to your body as well, because a lot of times people are like, oh yeah, this does feel heavy. And then it's like, actually I could have gone for, you know, 2.5 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the whole thing too, for women listening, please do not think this is going to make you bulky. It is not going to make you bulky. We talk
You're
about
not
this
gonna be Hulk Hogan.
We talk about this all the time on the podcast. You're not going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, from lifting, you know, like 20 pound weights. Also we don't have the testosterone for it and all those other reasons. If you go back to past podcasts, we cover this all. Mm-hmm. But, so speaking of progression, so
we're- Sorry. I totally hijacked the convo to talk about the baseline stuff first. But yes, to answer your question about progressiveness, to do progressions, for me, I personally like doing weight and reps. I like doing them both at the same time. So I like to actually progress my weight, so usually by a small amount, but then I like to progress my reps by 2. And then once I get to that place where that becomes my new baseline, then I start adding more weight and then I start adding more reps. I like doing kind of both.
Completely. Like, okay.
Well, so talking about progressive overloads, how would you recommend? So what are your techniques that you would say for our listeners to use rather than using my confusing mixed method?
Well, that's the thing. I want a lot of people to know there is a lot of different ways to do it. So the whole idea of progressive overload is essentially that you have to increase the demand on your body over time in some way, shape, or form. So that's kind of vague, right? That's like, there's so many, that's like, okay, what does that mean? Well, the first thing you want to think is that you have to make sure that you are increasing the demand. So the first way you could do that is by, you can increase the weight that you're lifting. So yeah. Let's say, for example, if you're currently lifting those 10 pounds, then you increase that to 12.5 pounds the next time you do it. But of course, only if you could still do it in proper form. And as you get stronger, those 10 pounds will become easier, right? So you just have to recognize that, okay, once you're at that place where, like, I keep using the 10 reps example, but when you're at that place where you could keep going 11, 12, 13, and it's not feeling, you're still in good form and you're just going away, you know, then your body's saying, okay, I'm strong enough to do this 10 pounds, time to up it. So then you would kind of do your next check-in. Like, if I'm at 10 reps again, 12.5 pounds, can I do those last two? They're struggling in good form, but number 11 would be, you know, not in good form. So
yeah.
So that would be where, and I always say to people too, when they're first, because it depends on the muscles you're working, but if you increase even just by increments, especially for upper body for women, by like about 2.5 pounds, and a lot of gyms will have like a 10 pound, a 12.5, a 15, a 17.5, then that's usually, because a lot of times going from a 10 pound to a 15 pound for upper body can be a big jump for the muscles like biceps, triceps, shoulders, chest, maybe not so much because it's bigger, back, maybe not so much, but try with the 2.5 increments. So that's one way you can progress. Mm-hmm. So one way, increase your weight. The next thing you can do too, though, if you, and this is really important to note, especially if you work out at home and you don't have all of these, you know, 10 pound, 12.5, 15, 17.5, you can also progress by increasing the number of reps that you're lifting. Mm-hmm. So for example, if we're staying with our 10 sets, our 10 pounds, doing 10, what did I say? 10 set,
10 pounds at 10 reps.
10 pounds at 10 reps. Yeah. And we're saying three sets. Well, then what you could do to progress, to make it more challenging, is you could maybe go to 15 reps, because again, the longer you're lifting something, you're putting more demand on the body. So it's going to eventually fatigue, because maybe your muscle now has been built to lift that 10 pounds 10 times. But when you go to 15, it's like, no, I can't.
Yeah. It waves the white flag.
Yeah. And I think that that one's really important to note for people, like I said, who work out at home, because that way you can still utilize the weights that you already have. And you can make sure that you're progressing your workouts and challenging your body in a new way, but you're not having to spend a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. 100%. The other thing you can do too is you can increase the sets that you're doing. So same sort of principle, if you were looking at using the same weight, but, you know, wanting to continue to progress, you can also just start adding sets. So instead of doing the 10 pounds, 10 reps, only three sets, maybe you do four sets, or maybe you do five sets. So you're still keeping the weight the same, but then you're actually in the reps the same, but you're actually adding just more time basically that you're doing, like, because you're adding more sets, you're now going to be putting more demand on the body.
Yeah. And that's actually my more favorite way to do it at home versus doing more reps. The other thing you can do is you can increase the amount of work that's being done in a given period of time. So let's say right now you have a rest period between each of your sets. So you do your 10 pounds, 10 reps, and then for set number one, and then you wait, let's say 2 minutes, which is a very long time, but let's say you wait a minute in between the next set of bicep curls. Instead of waiting for the minute, what you would do is then cut down that time to maybe 30 seconds. So your muscles don't have enough time to recover. So then again, that's more demand on the body, because they're coming back in, instead of having like maybe 100% recharge, they're only at a 50% recharge, and then you're making them work again. So that too is another way that's great to do it at home when you don't have a lot of different types of equipment, changing your rest times.
Definitely.
What do you think would be the last one?
The last one is just making it more, I think, like making it like compound movements or something, or making like the exercises more difficult. So for example, that would be, you know, instead of doing, let's say instead of doing a static lunge, instead of that, you can maybe start doing walking lunges, you know, so that you're adding more, just you're just changing the dynamic of the exercise to make it more challenging. And also compound movements, I think, would also be a way that you can increase the difficulty. So if, say, you are working a small muscle group, like your shoulders, and you're doing those 10 sets, 10 reps, maybe you add a static squat hold so that, you know, you're using big muscle groups to increase the intensity and put more work onto the body. Or maybe it's not even just a static squat. Maybe it's actually squats. But either way,
yeah,
compound movements or changing the intensity of the exercise will make everything progress. It'll make you progress because it works your body harder. You're working, you're challenging yourself at different levels.
Exactly. And then, I mean, to wrap this up, the one thing I want to note for everyone listening, though, of course, is that progress is not linear. And I talk about this a lot too in our program, is that
same thing as like weight loss is not there.
Exactly. Just because you do XYZ doesn't mean you're suddenly going to completely get stronger or change things up. But it is really important because, again, you've got to make sure that you're challenging your body in different ways and also changing your exercises too. So like just say you're doing, like you were saying, squats all the time for your lower body, then start adding in some different variations of squats. And then you're going to really feel it again too. Because the thing is, it's like you never, that first window when you first start working out, and it's about 3 months at the very beginning, let's say you start a total weight training program or you've never worked out in your life, you will never get back those quick results as you do in that period of time because your body will adapt. So those results that you feel so quickly because you're adding that new overload to your body, which is exercise of any form, you're going to feel that really quickly. So it's kind of like, you know, even for me, I've been strength training now for years, and I still remember my first 3 months and how different my body looked within the first 3 months versus now.
It's interesting though, like, and I agree with you, but I also think that it's not necessarily even just like the first time. It's, and you might have said this earlier, but it's also when you start something completely new, I find. I find like if you're someone who's always done cardio all the time and now all of a sudden you're doing strength training, you're probably going to see drastic results. Or if you're someone who's always been doing strength training and now you're doing HIIT training or something like that, you'll probably start seeing different shifts in your body. Or if you start doing yoga, you're going to see different shifts in your body and the way that your body composition is just because of the different movement and exercise. And so that's why it's so important to add variety and change things up consistently, or to be doing a variety of different workouts throughout the week so that you're not just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Like for me right now, I'm on a plan that I'm doing, mine progresses every week. So every week I actually go through, I do the same exercises week over week. So my 5 day split, I have 5 days of weight training, which is 3 days upper body, 2 days lower body. But every week my sets change. So yeah. I add a set on, and then every month my workout changes again. So every 4 weeks it changes, and then every week it increases by a set. So I'm lifting pretty much the same amount. However, my sets are changing. And I love it. I find I get strong really fast.
So in terms of just like, let's just recap. So the 5 ways that you can start to do progression. So if you are here listening and you're like, okay, number one, you need to figure out your baseline. Number two, you need to figure out different varieties of exercises. If you've been doing the same exercises over and over and over and over again, you need to figure out maybe some different exercises that you can start adding into your routines. Then to start progressing. So go for it, Laura. Break it down.
Yeah. And like I said, there's a ton of different ways you can progress, but these are just 5 of them. And I'm actually going to add one onto it too. You can increase the weight being lifted.
Yeah.
You can increase the number of repetitions a weight is being lifted for.
Yeah.
You can increase the number of sets that you're lifting.
Yeah. I keep saying yes, like as if I'm quizzing you. Keep going.
You can increase the amount work that's being done in the amount of time, or what I like to say is decrease the rest time in between your sets. Or you can increase the difficulty of the exercise that's being performed. So that's more of like changing up the variety. So if you were just doing regular squats, you could do, you know, weighted squats, or you could do sumo squats or moving squats,
goblet squats or anything. Yeah.
That make it harder. And then the last
one, I'd like to say, bonus?
Well, I also would like to say like switching up the equipment that you use for certain exercises, because a lot of times we end up doing, like, for example, with deadlifts, you'll just do like the straight bar. Whereas like you can do the, I can't remember what it's called right now. The one that's like the bar, the handles are on the side as opposed to being in front of you. So yeah. Like you step into it. What's it called? The trap bar? I can't even, my brain's dead. but yeah, you can. So just even by making that shift of changing, even though you're still doing a deadlift, you're just changing the position of your hands and the way the weight is distributed, you're going to feel a lot different. Same thing if you're going from weight training to adding in some more resistance bands. That's something too that you can start to progress because you're going to be utilizing your muscles in a different way. So switching up the equipment too, I think is a great way.
For sure. I think anything that you can do to change things up consistently, and I like to personally, like, I mean, I know you're saying like you basically your entire workout changes every month. That's kind of what I like to do. Like I genuinely like to try to change up my routine, whether it's like if I'm doing yoga 5 days a week and then I'm adding in like 2 days of HIIT training on top of that or something, then the next month I might be switching it to being doing like I do yoga 2 days a week and now I'm doing HIIT 3 and then I'm doing strength training too, you know, and I like to really switch things up to change up my workout. And I know that's not necessarily progressions, but it also changes your body composition because it constantly is challenging yourself in different ways.
But that's the one thing I find for anyone who's listening at home. And for Sarah, I hope this answered your question. Mm-hmm. I hope this helped you because the thing is the way that I do it, I find it's very easy though for a lot of people because we go through decision fatigue, right? So for somebody who's not into fitness, switching their workouts up every single week and just going with the flow, it takes away from the idea of having consistency and, you know, building towards specific goals, right? Because that's just more in terms of movements. And we're talking about progression to get stronger or to build certain muscles or whatever it is. There's of course the benefits of variety, but the way that I do it in terms of having the exact same exercises every week for 4 weeks, and just adding the sets, it's very simple. So if
you don't have to learn anything new,
you don't have to learn anything new. You start to perfect your form. You just add on a little bit more. And then the next 4 weeks, I follow the same flow. But what I do is I switch all the exercises. So just say on like day one where I'm doing chest, instead of doing a chest press, I would be doing push-ups.
Yeah.
So I literally change my program. I just swap out all the exercises and then go back to the same idea. And then I start again. So then I
You follow it. So you follow a workout template, but you just swap out your exercises.
And then,
it allows for you to have progression without having to recreate the wheel over and over again versus someone like me who just likes to completely change up my entire calendar based on what I'm really into.
Yeah.
But doing that has helped me too. I mean, so it just depends on what your goals are and it depends how much time and energy you want to put into it. Right. And how much focus you want to have to put into it.
What are your goals?
Energy into mine.
Yeah. And also what are your goals? Because if you have a specific goal of building a certain physique or getting stronger in a certain way, you have to make sure that you're training certain body parts consistently in a certain way. So it's like, it just really boils down to what it is. But if anyone who's looking to actually progress their workouts, then this is the easiest way to do it. Instead of just going in and being like, oh my God, I've had the same program that I took out of Shape Magazine for, you know, the last year. And this is what I do every week. And I just have never changed it. You could still do that workout, but this is how you could progress it.
Awesome.
Okay. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. So of course, if you love talking about progressions, learning about fitness, want to actually start teaching people this stuff, we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program coming up on March 28th. So you can check that out at fitchicksacademy.com. We also have a lot of info sessions, really cool stuff happening within our academy. So you can jump on to any of that. And then if you also, if you love our podcast and you want to hear more, please email us what you want us to talk about. So you can email us at info@fitchicks.ca, as well as leave us a review, please. And then, of course, you can talk to us too on Facebook and Instagram at Fitchicks Academy Programs. So with that, we will wrap this up and have an amazing week. And we'd love to hear how you guys are progressing your workouts. So let us know.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.